Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hay. Maisa v'hiviu lo de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litim es hatavshel. They brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Meshores brought in something for him to eat. He was in the house vaistois. Ulo Rabbi Gamliel, shtei koisovois udli shomayim. Doesn't say how much they brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but the Mashmoz is, they brought him a te'ima, not an achila. That means a pochus mekashir. The Heliger Rabbi Gamliel, they brought this measure, shtei koisovois. Here we have a mesorah how much it was. Udli shomayim. And vinishvi, it wasn't the shear that's mechuyev in the sukkah. V'omru, they both said, ha'alum l'sukkah. Bring it up. The sukkah generally was on the roof. So ha'alum l'sukkah, bring it up to the sukkah. U'kishenosnu loy l'Reb Tzadik, oichol pachas mekaber, when they offered Reb Tzadik, remember Reb Tzadik fasted for 40 years. So they gave him oichol pachas mekaber, nitoloy b'mapo, v'acholei chutz l'sukkah, v'lei be'achachav. It's a bunch of halachas that I'm avur over here. First of all, like we said, the diuk, how much they fed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, seemed to have been pachas mekashir. L'Rabbi Gamliel, they gave shtei koseves. A koseves is a little bit less than a beitza. We had this in Mishnayis Yuma. Shtei koseves is certainly more than a kebeitza, but it's fruit. Fruit don't have a share. A person could eat a whole apple out of the sukkah. It's not called his mavatlam, it's a sukkah. There's no kvius on peris v'yirokos, even when it's more than a kebeitza. Glisha mine is also a decent amount. There's no share of kvius on that. So that's why, on the one hand, they were potter. The chiddush is over here. They said there's a lechatchil avada for a person to be mahada b'mitzvus and to eat in the sukkah. The Maaser Reb Tzadik teaches us that enoch anamid lechatchil is to eat in the sukkah even something that you're not mechuyev to eat. But lemaaser, you see, the Reb Tzadik did not that way. So that means Reb Tzadik must have had a good reason. He was a chosid, the kodesh elyon. He would have done it. But I say not over an issue. There isn't even a lechatchila that you mevatel up an inyan. Not mevatel an inyan. There's a diktuk mitzvah, a hidim mitzvah, but it's not a bitl of anything to eat out. But now, breaking down the story of Reb Tzadik. So first of all, the Gemara is clear that what we're talking over here is pachas mekabetza of lechem. And this is a chiddush. It seems like less than a kabetza, which is the shear of kviya suda, you're not mechuyev in a sukkah. Okay. What's the netali b'mapo? Clearly what he was doing is he was getting away from the Tilas Yodayim. So the Gemara is mefarish that Oifin Emes, the way the Rishonim bring it, is that you're not mechuyev in the Tilas Yodayim, chutz mi kebeitza. And the Netolei B'mapa over here was not because he was trying to patter himself in the Tilas Yodayim, was mefarish the kius. If there's water nearby, there's no eitzah for a person to wrap his hands and eat bread that way. Some people think if you're going on a trip, it's not that easy to get water, so you can just wrap your hands. That's not the case. It's only if water is not available for a large extended area. It's a whole sugya in Pesachim and other places. Al-Kopanim over here, the pshat was that it was pochas make kishir of how much you mechuyev netilas yadayim. Why is the chiv netilas yadayim tolei in a kebeitza? So this is in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, this is Mavur, the Mefarshim bring down, that Be'etzim, the Takono of Netilas Yadayim was instituted because of Tuma, that Oichel is Mekabel. Be'etzim, it's a Gzeira Otu Truma, that one is not allowed to eat B'Tuma. The inspirational Nekuda of that is that every time a Yid sits down to eat by a table, Zeh HaShulchan HaShem Lefnei Hashem, he's sitting down like a Kohen eating Truma. Zeh HaKohen, Zeh HaShulchan HaShem Lefnei Hashem. Every achila of a yid, every sandwich that a yid eats is on some level achilas trumot. It's lamed l'sharos lefnei Hashem. No, something to take with. So memel they were misakin netilas yadayim otu truma tmeo. Now oichel normally is only mekabel according to Rav Ruben of Rishonim. Oichel is only mekabel tumo when it's a kibetzah. The famous discussion in Taisus and Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that goes back and forth on this. It's not so pashut, but the pashtus is that that's the hesber that since pachas mekabetz is not mekabel tumah, so there's no chiyuv netilas yadayim on it. The second reason would be that where is the chiyuv birchas hamazon? Pashtus the chiyuv birchas hamazon is only on a kebetzah. Ve'achalto v'savoto birachtos Hashem lekecho. He holds. Reb Tzadik holds that the shear of v'achalto v'savoto is a shear kebeitza. That means we hold that v'achalto v'savoto is shear kedei sviyo. midrabbonon yichayiv on a kezayis, and memela on a kezayis also is a chiv netil sedar. Reb Tzadok held not that way. So mele coin to Reb Tzadok only kibetz. And mele he was paris. He wrapped his hands in a mapo, and he wasn't mahadir for whatever reason in the eating in the sukkah. There's another halacha. It says that the way the Gemara Brachas Daf Zayin brings it, it's a whole Gemara Daf Memtes and Brachas. There's a machlokes tanoim what the shear, like we just said, of Birchas Hamozim midrabbanon is. Midraisetz v'chaltav savater. It's all the calls like the shita over there that holds that it's kibetz. It's shitzur Yehuda. We pass in shitzur Meir that even a kizayis we wash on and we bench. We wash on a kezayis because we hold the Birchas Hamozim on a kezayis. So we link the two together. We don't link it to Kapolas Tumah. Lemaisa, since the Pshan this Mishnah is not so poshut, it could be that the Pshan the Mishnah is that we do link the Brach of Netil Sedayim to a Sheh Kapolas Tumah, and that there's no reason to dispute this Mishnah La Alocha. It's only according to the other Mishnah, according to the other reason, that it's totally in the Sheh Birchas Hamozim, and then you'll say, okay, so we paskin. Because of this, you look at Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim and Kufn and Ches and Ilchus Netil Zedayim, and the Bir Agro explains by Richus the Cheshim that we just made. Lemaisa, one washes on more than a Kezayis, from a Kezayis Ve'elach until a Kebetza, one washes without a Brochum, because it's Sofik. One last Nakuda, the words V'loy Berech Achrov, he didn't make a Brocha after eating, a Noch Brocha. What about a bracha before? Mashmei did make a bracha before. So the real truth of the matter is that it's not only over here where it was a kezayis but less than a kebetza, is even if a person eats less than a kezayis, which is not an achila, l'chad, the din of making a bracha is a din on a ma'isa achila. You didn't make a ma'isa achila. So does one make a bracha? The answer is yes. And the way the Rishonim explain it is that besides for the chayvas birchas mitzvahs, Mitzvah birchas birchsanenin, there's also an iser that's called osel adam lahanis loylam as meolam azebalay bracha. So because of the iser, one is not allowed to derive benefit from Hakadosh Baruch Hu's bria without making a bracha. So one has to make a bracha. Which bracha do you make? You make the bracha, whatever you're eating. So it's by pri adama because of that iser. There's a similar halacha, but it's not exactly the same thing. If one has a suffix, which bracha to make? There's a legitimate suffix. So, sveikis, one has to be machmir. But b'di'evit, if somebody made a shahakol, so he's yoitza. And the way Rabbi Yoni explains it is that shahakol is a general bracha. It's mafki al koponim from the osa la'odim lohanis bin ha'ilam azebalai bracha. Is he yoitza the proper mitzvahs achila, the mitzvahs bracha, by not making the right bracha, by making a generic shahakol bracha? Lav dafka. But al kaponim it's mafkia from the iser lechol lohanis me'olam azebalei brach. So those are the halachas over here.